Geshe Thupten Jinpa has been a translator for the Dalai Lama for the past 11 years. Jinpa was born in Tibet in 1958 and fled with his family to India after the failed 1959 Tibetan uprising against the Chinese occupation. At the age of 11, he entered a Buddhist monastery run by Tibetan monks in exile. Jinpa now lives in England, where he's been studying Western culture and philosophy, so he can act as a bridge between the East and the West. I spoke with him in 1995 after he had translated a book by the Dalai Lama called The World of Tibetan Buddhism. I asked Jinpa about the first time he met the Dalai Lama.
Well, I first met him when I was just a boy at the age of 7. I was in a kindergarten school, and I may have been actually 5 or 6. And His Holiness visited the school, and I remember because I was chosen as the boy. You know, we had a boy and a girl to offer him a flower garland. So I was chosen as the boy.
Did that have an impact on you?
Definitely. And since then, I've always wanted to become a monk, because after that I've had exposure to several monks. You know, I've met them mainly in the schools. They were teachers. And to me, all these monks have, you know, sort of symbolized a kind of a life of serenity. And they were all, you know, extremely compassionate and gentle, yet strong. So for me, they have always been a kind of a, you know, hero.
Are there certain Buddhist concepts or stories that are particularly difficult to translate into English?
Yes, there are some concepts which are quite difficult to translate, and also which requires a certain degree of reorientation of one's own outlook, and also some concepts which have a potential for misunderstanding and misinterpretation. For example, the doctrine of karma is sometimes misunderstood as a kind of a fatalistic doctrine, that because such and such a person has done some bad act in the past, you know, the suffering that he's, you know, undergoing now is something that he deserves, you know, deserves, and it is his bad luck. There is that potential for misinterpretation of some of the, you know, basic ideas of Buddhism.
But, yeah, I think karma is often translated into the West as what goes around comes around.
Yes, that's right. And also some people think it's a fate, mm-hmm. whereas the actual original word karma has a much more proactive connotation, and literally it means action.
Are there Western ways of thinking that have been difficult for you to translate to the Dalai Lama?
I remember, generally speaking, His Holiness's English is very good. So luckily, you know, I don't have to translate that much back into Tibetan. I do remember once, this was quite a while ago in California, there was a conference on Buddhism and psychotherapy, a dialogue. And the question of self-hatred and based on low self-esteem came up. And His Holiness, you know, couldn't believe there is such a thing as self-hatred. You know, he kept shaking his head, and he said, how come, you know, everybody, you know, at a deep down will love themselves, you know, will be attached to themselves, you know, would want to live, you know, how is it possible? I mean, he felt that the very concept of self-hatred was in some sense incoherent. You know, it doesn't make any sense. So I remember the panelist, you know, spending at least 5 to 10 minutes trying to convince him that there is such a thing, that the concept is not only coherent, but there are people, you know, who suffer from this this problem. So that was one situation, you know, one incident where I saw that there were certain concepts, you know, particularly coming from Western psychology, which were quite difficult to understand.
That's so interesting to me, the whole idea of finding the concept of self-hatred incomprehensible.
Yes. and the psychologists, I mean, they were so sort of, you know, surprised, and mm-hmm. they were so amazed. And you know, after the conference was over, you know, they started asking me, and you know, they were saying, does that mean, you know, no Tibetans suffer from self-hatred? Does that mean no Tibetans have low self-esteem? And I said, honestly, I don't know.
Geshe Thupten Jinpa is a translator for the Dalai Lama. Our interview was recorded in 1995.